B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to the Other Identity Podcast. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for the download here of The Other Identity. If you're still with us, I implore you, reach out to a few of your friends. I know that you have them. I know that when you go to see Marvel movies, when you've binged the most recent streaming show, you have friends that you go to, you ask their opinions, and you should be sharing this show with them in the same way. So, 2 weeks ago, we had an episode, Avengers vs. the Justice League, where Kevin Kelly and I, we put together two teams, seven members of each, and then Ben here pitted them in 1v1 scenarios, and we had to argue about who we thought would win. Now, we asked you, based on our arguments, to vote on who you thought would come out on top. Some of you may have, but we did just put out a Twitter poll and let people just vote to their heart's content, and the final score came back. Avengers 57% to 43% Justice League, and I even gave my vote to Kevin.
Did you really?
I did, on accident, and he still lost.
I didn't vote. I wanted to be right down the middle. I wanted to give everyone a chance, but it was a great turnout. A lot of people were really interactive with this poll, and it was, I gotta say, it was a lot closer than I thought it was gonna be. I don't know who I thought was going to win. I kind of gave the edge to the Avengers just because they're more in the public consciousness right now. And that's also, in full fairness, I thought you argued very well. But Kevin had a good stance as well. And the fact that it was, 57 to 43, that's everyone goes home a winner there. Maybe we try it again when we try it again with some different characters, or maybe we try it again when DC pulls it together in terms of their movie slate. But it was a good contest, and I'm very happy with the turnout we had.
Well, in all fairness to both Avengers, to Justice League, to Kevin, to everyone, I honestly think that in any given moment that this should be a 50-50 matchup. Even with all the matchups that we had, I think it's always 50-50. There's, of course, the hero factor that always goes into it. Like, the heroes are always overcoming obstacles and surmounting villains that they probably really have no business doing, but they're heroes, so in the end they have to win, right?
Yeah, and I'll say this, were you still going?
No, go ahead.
No, the only thing I was going to say, just in terms of when it comes down to Avengers versus Justice League in the most abstract of senses, my take is always that if you're going by pure power, I do think the Justice League is more powerful, but I think it's baked into the Avengers that they're always fighting people who are more powerful than them, so they are more resourceful, is the way I'd put it. Like, I think Cap, Iron Man, Carol, all those folks know how to get out of situations. Like, they're better equipped to fight Superman than most DC characters are, because they're used to overcoming those odds, and that's why 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to give it to the Avengers, and that's even with saying the Justice League is more powerful, simply because I think the Avengers will find a way. Whereas I think the Justice League is used to...
That's a great way to put it. I mean, one of the things that immediately came to mind, too, when I was thinking about this myself, was Kelly Thompson's recent arc for Captain Marvel, The Last Avenger.
Last Avenger, yeah.
Where she was tasked with, by herself, taking down all of the other Avengers, and I think it was 48 or maybe 24 hours, and, you got to see, in her inner monologue, what she was going through and, the tactics that she had to employ, obviously, being a military woman herself, and I think that's, probably the best way to put it is it's not always about raw power.
Right.
Early on, I know a lot of people would always use the argument for Barry Allen. Well, he can go back in time and just kill you when you're a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But he
wouldn't do that.
No. And that is an important part of the character.
But I also think something that's important about when if we were pitting the Justice League against the Avengers is I think the Justice League, I'm not disparaging the Justice League. I love the Justice League. I love these characters. But they're used to being able to solve things with just power, right? Superman is usually able to just punch his way out of something. Batman, of course, is the exception, who needs to be a little more clever, but I just don't think that the Justice League, in theory, has to be creative with their problem solving. they can normally just throw raw power at something. And that's why I tend to think the Avengers, especially in a hero versus hero fight, where we're not really, you know, the villainous side doesn't come to the equation. I just think the Avengers have an edge just in terms of ingenuity.
I agree with you there. And we actually have a few comments here. You know, we reached out to our adoring public and asked for some of them to give us their reasonings on who they thought would win after hearing our episode. So there are two here that I'd like to read. Both of them are in my favor.
Of course, yeah, yeah. The victors will write the victors write history, right? So, like, you know.
That is indeed correct. Yeah. So the first one comes from Chris. He says, Quicksilver versus Cyborg. This isn't a match at all. Quicksilver would run circles around Cyborg. Literally. Quicksilver would totally run faster than any tracking Cyborg has and would make him blow up. Mm-hmm. Cyborg cries a lot. Easy win for Marvel.
So, my take on this is, and thank you for writing in, Chris, and you're not going to love this, Robbie, but even though I would ultimately favor the Avengers over the Justice League, this is one where I think Cyborg would outdo Quicksilver.
Where does his edge come from?
I think his edge comes from the fact that Cyborg, throw out everything I said a second ago, because Cyborg actually is a character who's used to overcoming adversity. I don't think he just throws, you know, his canon at things. I think he's good at outthinking people, whereas Quicksilver is one of the Avengers who I would argue is just kind of, he's not a creative thinker. Quicksilver's not a strategist. He's a foot soldier. He's a guy who, if he has Captain America telling him what to do, I think he's in good shape. But, and I know you gave a great example of Quicksilver in the Ultimate Universe being very ruthless, and there is that, and I do like your point about he was a member of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, but to me, Cyborg just has more tools in the toolbox. I think Quicksilver basically has, if Cyborg finds a way to overcome Quicksilver's speed, Quicksilver doesn't have a second thing to go to. If Quicksilver finds a way to overcome one of Cyborg's weapons, Cyborg's got eight other weapons that he can turn to, so I just think he's more versatile.
Take note, Kevin. This is how
you debate.
You argue back.
That's how you debate.
Right.
Yep.
All right, so the other one, this is a little bit more lengthy. This one comes from Trash Band, and he says, yeah, this dude clowning himself with his defense, lol. Avengers team would beat out. Definitely some close matchups, but Cyborg versus Quicksilver is a no-brainer. Quicksilver, because he's just fast, could literally reduce Cyborg to a head before he even knew what was happening. Well, we just talked about that.
Yeah.
Next one. Captain Marvel versus Green Lantern would be too close to call. Kind of leaning with Green Lantern, but Marvel got some durability.
I don't know who would win Captain Marvel versus Green Lantern.
That's
the closest call for me.
Very close.
That is a jump ball if ever there was one. Mm-hmm.
And Batman versus Tony Stark, I'd love to see that. Thor would waste Wonder Woman since he's not just simply the god of hammers.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch can literally bend reality, making Flash run in like cement. Could probably even just stop him at the atomic level. And yeah, Hulk is just insane, would outlast Superman, and only get stronger by the radiation as mentioned. Also, in Vision's defense, at least he's not a bitch when it comes to fire. Possibly the worst mortal weakness of any hero, and IMO would be the way that he dominates Martian Manhunter.
One of the interesting things we didn't really talk about is like all the DC heroes like have some sort of, whether it's kryptonite, magic, fire, like they have
that. Like a very sort of straightforward, is your weakness.
And it always drove me nuts when I would read old Justice League comics from like the 60s. It would always be like, the way the villain would take them out is just like, they happen to have kryptonite with them. Kryptonite, I hate kryptonite. Kryptonite is so
somehow
stupid.
Oh, thank you. See, yeah. That's the thing I've always hated about Superman is he is just this godlike being with one unearthly weakness that everyone has access
to. I prefer,
whether it's in lipstick form or they have an aerosol form.
I prefer the magic weakness for Superman because I think that's at least like writers get creative with it. But the kryptonite, I always hated kryptonite. I think it's dumb. And Martian Manhunter with fire, I don't think is as bad as kryptonite because I actually kind of, if you read really good Martian Manhunter stories, there's a pathos to it in the sense that basically his family and his whole race was destroyed by fire. So he has
it's psychological PTSD related than just like fire kills him. Because if I remember correctly in one of the Batman stories where someone gets a hold of all of his plans, they use magnesium to basically light Martian Manhunter on fire. It doesn't actually kill him. It just keeps him incapacitated
I think
forever.
It's psychological, and I think that's actually, if you're reading a good Martian Manhunter story, that's it's actually really cool. Like, that he's incredibly powerful. Like, he has powers that Superman doesn't have. He can shapeshift. He's telepathic. He can do all this stuff, but...
Phasing.
But the idea that fire can stop him because of this traumatic incident that he couldn't overcome from his past, I think that's actually kind of cool. I'm a big Martian Manhunter fan. He's one of my favorite, like, I think, underserved characters. And when they did the New 52 and they replaced him with Cyborg, I love Cyborg too, but I think Jon Jones is just such a cool character. And I know Kevin has an affection for him too from the Justice League cartoon, which he was great on. But
I'm sure there's no bias here, being that you're married to Miss Martian.
There is no bias that I'm married to Miss Martian because I'm not cashing any royalty checks. So there's nothing there. But yeah, no, totally. I love Martian Manhunter. Him and Vision would be tough though, because Vision's a badass as well, and Vision does have that solar jewel in his forehead, or the mind gem, mind stone, if you're in the MCU. So it's a tough draw for both of them.
But in the end, the Avengers did win
they
out.
Did.
So
they did.
I will be looking forward to Kevin's speech of defeat on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and depending on how well it is, depending on how he takes the loss, maybe I'll even read it here on the show next week. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about DC, the DC Rebirth Era Challenge that we've been embarking on since starting this season of the podcast, and just sort of seeing where we are so far, what we've liked, what we've maybe not liked as much, and that's coming up next here on The Other Identity.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.